Two Regions Under Elevated Risk in Upcoming WEC Winter Assessment, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. WEC expects two regions to be under elevated risk as the West heads into the winter, with staff saying a prolonged weather event could impact operating reserves. Speaking at a November 4th WEC webinar about the organization's upcoming 2025 Winter Reliability Assessment, Matt Zapataki, Senior Reliability Assessments Engineer, said the Northwest and Basin regions are at elevated risk, meaning there is potential for insufficient operating reserves in case of an extreme cold weather event coinciding with elevated demand or a significant reduction in resources. The two regions cover Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Western Wyoming. A prolonged cold weather event in those areas could lead to power not being available and the inability to maintain their operating reserves, and that's why they were suggested as elevated this year in the assessment, Zapataki said. However, it should be noted that neither area should have lost load for the upcoming winter, assuming there is import availability for both regions. James Hansen, Manager of Operations Analysis at WEC, said a major concern is the impact of cold weather events on warmer regions, as seen in January 2024 during Winter Storm Heather. There were some significant challenges that parts of the interconnection were facing during that time, Hansen said. We fared relatively well. I think readiness plans, making sure critical components on your power plants are able to withstand those extreme colds, I think that really boded well for a lot of our generation. Still, if cold weather extends into a more temperate area like the desert southwest, we could see some operating challenges for sure, Hansen said. The resource mix also plays a role in the winter assessment. The West is expected to see approximately 4 gigawatts of coal retirements in 2025, along with about 1 gigawatts of planned natural gas retirements. However, some of the natural gas retirements will be offset by natural gas additions projected to come online in January 2026, Zapataki said. Those resources are valuable in the winter and can effectively address unplanned and forced outages, he added. Though the West will see about 11 gigawatts of solar and 7 gigawatts of wind added across the Western interconnection, inverter-based resources are more at risk during cold weather events, Zapataki noted. Wind turbines can be susceptible to icing or cold weather cutouts, or even overspeed if the winds are strong enough, Zapataki said. Solar capability can either just not be available if it's a morning peak and it's still dark out, or just be severely limited due to snow or cloud coverage. WEC anticipates over 10 gigawatts of battery energy storage coming online this winter, but those systems can only provide about 4 hours of discharge, Zapataki said. So if you have a prolonged weather event, that may not be enough to quite get you through it, he added. There have to be strategies to stagger their use. The additional capacity of wind, solar, and batteries will be of particular importance to the Northwest as the region is forecasting a winter peak 9% higher than last year's forecast, according to Zapataki. WEC will publish the full winter reliability assessment November 13.